warm upper panty. Like, it's really nice and warm. Like, you don't get this kind of weather in winter in other places. Yeah. I don't want to mention them by names. Because it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day.
I could never wear shades on the podcast. How disrespectful is that? I can't do shades on the podcast. I'm part of the LTT, guys.
Welcome to the round table.
I love her.
Welcome to the round table.
And he does it successfully. Yamagosa studio, so I get just by the way.
Hey, man.
Hey. But he interviews the most, like, the coolest people, I think.
I haven't given him a chance.
Nadia, a.k.a. Mihlali N on a podcast, imagine.
Why he look fresh?
Oh.
Who doesn't go to Big Dog?
Ah, but Fresh is cool, because Fresh is not controversial, can you, you know?
Guys, yo,
Mac
you go
G is
there.
A problem.
But I don't think he's a problem.
Problem's a menace to society.
He's real, guys. He is real.
I think with being real comes Landuyoba controversial. It's easy to reach people's hearts and be relevant when you're being real. But it's hard, man. Like, it's...
I like his realness. Although sometimes you're like, no, he takes it too far. Like, there's only a certain limit when it comes to showing your real life, you know? But to think about it, Umak hasn't really shown us his real life. He's clever clone.
So he exposes everyone, but not himself.
He exposes himself to a certain extent, but even everyone, it's not that this is as you guys is. See, as don't come here.
I think it's very generic about the things that he talks about when it comes to himself.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, like, he'll talk about his kids, he'll talk about his relationship, but never gets into like detail,
proper detail.
Yeah,
he's safe.
Yeah, it's very safe. What was that?
It's Wednesday today.
Yeah. Why? It's not them, man. They,
girl. It's not them. Don't.
No, man. It's not them.
I know. I'm just thinking about it, but I can't.
Yeah, that fucker must come and fix this window. Anyway.
I thought we stopped those things.
What things?
Hi. Well, guys, a bit fluish COVID nyana.
My nose is blocked too, yes?
Hey, yeah.
It's winter.
Ah, it's winter, guys. And it's a different winter. Yo, it's been cold.
Yeah, no, it's cold. Ah. No. This is not normal. Snowy. It's not the normal one.
It's not the normal one.
Who's playing with the controls here? What's going on? Yeah, guys, it's not the normal one.
Someone is manipulating the weather.
How can they do that?
No, everything is possible. What is this?
It's bad, bruh. Like, kubikuya banda. Like, kubanda, kakbi, man. Kakbi, you're sitting in your room. Kupumelando. Kupumu. What do I do? Umpunga.
Umpunga.
That's all, okay? You know? Ay, bruh. It's too cold. Akfanlanga kunje.
Akfanlanga kunje.
But anyway. Dude. How does it feel being back on camera?
It feels freaking good.
It's weird, man.
I know, it's been a while.
It's been such a long time. And the people are talking.
And the streets don't lie.
Hey, the streets are talking, man. The streets are calling me out.
I'm so glad they're calling you out. And they know exactly, yes, this is what I love. I'm just a co-host. I love that.
I think they understand, but okay, our viewer's not the one who's rowing this boat. This nigga.
I'm just at the back going, let's
supporting,
do it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But come on, dude. It's not only my fault. The fact, like, I'm not the reason why things have been, like, you know? There's a lot that's going on.
There's a lot, like?
Life.
Hey, life got on yan, guys. Life is something else.
Dude, it can't be the only thing. There's so much that's happening. Yeah, well, there's really so much that's happening.
And there's so much you want to, you're trying to do as well. So
exactly.
It's, yeah, that's on a way.
Trying to get paid.
You know?
Trying to make.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, guys. So, but we are here. We are here. Haven't died.
Back.
We haven't disappeared. We haven't given up. Obviously. We are out here. Okay. We are out here. So, is it safe for me to say that we are back?
Yes, please. We are back, guys. You hear it from me now. We're back. We will be dropping every Wednesday. We are there. You know how it is, man.
I found Benny.
You know? You know? And we're going to have, like, nice things that we're doing, incorporating,
Yeah, so it's not only just going to be the podcast, like, anyway, we're going to sit behind the mics, but sometimes we'll do, like, mukbang. What's that thing called?
It's a mukbang.
Mukbang.
Man, so don't think about it too much. Mukbang.
Yeah, so we'll be doing those kind of things, we'll be doing challenges, we'll be playing games, you know.
He's always scared to play games. I'm all for it.
Do you know why?
Why?
30 seconds, what traumatized? No.
I was about to say, it's not 30 seconds.
30 seconds, what traumatized? I'm telling you, yay!
Guys, there was this other, there was a, you know those things on Facebook like 2 years ago or something? It was during COVID, because it said two or 3 years ago, yeah. And then somebody were playing 30 seconds with the kids. And then someone said, what's the opposite of spur? And then someone said, spa. And it was the right, answer.
Wait.
And I was like,
I've been asking about this, Aidy, guys. How is spa the opposite of spur?
I don't know.
What 30 seconds is this?
I don't know. And it was the right answer. So I'd written that as a status on Instagram, so it showed me on Facebook, but 3 years ago, you wrote this, and I was like, guys, how?
So 30 seconds is a problem.
Yeah.
30 seconds is a problem, though.
There was that one time we were playing 30 seconds, and someone said, it's a small red car, and then someone said, Fiat, and I was like,
That just changed the game.
Yeah, barely came.
From that day, 30 seconds was no longer the same for me. I was like, no.
It could have been a Yaris. It could have been a Mini Cooper. It could have been a Beetle. Fiat.
Who thinks of that? A Fiat. That's weird. But that was a game changer for me, for real. So 30 seconds for me is a problem.
And we're not going to play 30 seconds. We're not going to do those
Not that I'm whack at it or anything like that, but hey.
I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm also all right. Like, I'm not too bad. But people make it so serious.
They, like, we are looking at someone's intellect.
Yeah.
It's not about that, it's general knowledge.
But,
it's general, and it's fun. Games are supposed to be fun. It's not that competitive, guys.
Yeah.
It's not a career. You feel what I mean?
No.
Maybe I shouldn't have said it like that.
It hits home, man. It hits home, man. Yeah, I like it when it's like that. No, because really, people use it as a measure of, like, how smart you are, you know, and all of that. But sometimes you even play these games while you're having a few drinks. I mean, who's supposed to be the smartest person while you know?
The most fun I've had at 30 seconds was with this other guy that just didn't know any of those things. And he was like, yes!
Exactly.
And it was funny.
Exactly.
It was fun.
It's supposed to be fun. But when, you know, we take it too serious. But okay, anyway, enough about 30 seconds. Guys, it is official. We are back. For real. I'm starting to feel the vibes as well.
Yeah. You know,
as we go, yes. I'm starting to feel the vibes.
Yeah.
I think maybe this is, you know, sometimes even just sitting behind the mic and just chopping it up alone, you know, okay, with you or whatever. I think that's something that we should start doing, you know?
Okay.
Just for Jay. We don't have to record or anything like that, but you just put your own headphones on. I put my own headphones on and then we just chop it up and we go. That way we're developing the skill and we're making it. Hey, this flu.
Hey.
Hey, man.
You can take your vitamins.
And we're making it better. Yeah, well, we sharpening this iron, trying to get it sharper and sharper and sharper.
That thing, I got you.
Anyway, so we're back, guys. And yeah, man, we're definitely not going anywhere after this time. Yeah, guys, the call-outs have been heard. I've been hearing your guys' DMs. I've been hearing your guys' texts. And yeah, life has been lifing. Things have been crazy. It's been up and down, you know? So we need to take care of ourselves, take care of mental health and all of these kind of things so we can come here and bring our best energy and bring, you know, positive vibes.
Yes, because we're all about that.
Yeah. So when we're feeling down, guys, I'm sorry. Me, I'm not going to come. I'm not going to come because I'm going to give that negativity to you guys. So it's just like that, you know?
Yeah.
But without further, or you?
No.
Do?
You think about it too much. Don't think about it too much. Just do it. Just quiet.
Anyway, man. So how are you? How are you, Maki?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm feeling good now. Anyway, there was a bit of a dip, but you know, we're out of there now.
Yeah.
Now we are. It's the second half of the year. That's how I looked at it. It's the second half of the year. So things gotta be greater.
Sure.
It starts with us, guys. It starts Definitely. With us. Yeah. So I'm good. I'm looking forward to this half of the year. I don't know why. I think first half of the year, I'm always like this, yes? I as far as I can remember, it's always a bit of a mediocre. But then second half, I
also feel like, Yazi, it's one of two things. It's either the first half is...
Yeah.
You know? Or the second half is... It depends which way, yabo. So it can be either or.
Because last year, I think... Okay, last year, yeah. Last year, first half was...
Oh, great.
It's great.
Yeah.
And then second half was...
And as business people, I think that's the case anyway. Because, yeah, guys, it's not easy, eh?
Yo, that's another thing.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
You will find yourself wanting to go back to work.
Well, like, a friend of mine kept on asking me, Avril, how do you do it? I was like, I do not even know.
It's not easy, bro.
It's not easy. I now understand that it takes a lot. Awulali, bro. That's awulali.
Yep.
Yo, I awulali.
It'd be like that.
Do I? But
like that. Like, it's not easy at all.
But you know what? The fruits... When you get the fruits, you know, you're like, you know what, this is my hard work, guys. This is me. I did this.
I think that's the nice thing about it. When you get, you get. And then when things are not happening, hey, they're not happening, bro.
But don't be discouraged when they're not happening.
Yeah.
Because there's a season for everything.
Yeah. True.
I mean, even trees shed their leaves when it's winter, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not always going to be on a high. And just because you go on a bit of a low, it doesn't mean you will stay on that low. Like, try and elevate, you know? Pick yourself up. Keep going.
It's not even a matter of like trying. Just keep consistent. Be consistent. And if you were marketing while you were on that high and you were pushing, keep marketing, even though things are like dying down and you can see that, hey, things are looking down. Keep marketing, keep pushing, then you'll come up. There will come a time where you will come up. I know for a fact that I was the one who
It's
on again, like 30 rand. But don't give up.
Yeah,
don't give up.
That's the most important part. And also, like, always surround yourself with people that believe in you.
Yeah.
In you. Even your friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's very important in the circles that we sit in. If a person believes in you and they encourage you, stick to those people. Don't go around sitting with people that are now talking about other people and discouraging wins as a band.
Yep.
That's, I think that's the most important, because now you're going to be sitting there feeling sorry for yourself and being like, you know what? I can't do this. I'm thinking about what they were talking about 2 days ago. No.
That's another thing. Like, you just mentioned something quite important. Yes. When you're saying that, don't sit around people who talk about other people, because let's say this is just an example. Scenario or whatever. You're sitting there, you're talking, your business is not booming right now.
Yeah.
But you're talking about someone who has a business that's booming at the moment. Yeah, well, you're going to look at your business and you're going to be like comparing, putting it on a scale. Who's born by now? I'm more on the downside.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to depress you.
Yeah, of course.
It's not going to make you feel good at all. But if you're sitting there and you're talking about, listen, this is what you can do to make your situation better. Yeah, well, then that way you know that, okay, This is how I can do better. And you're looking at your situation and you're like, I can get myself out of this, rather than looking at someone's pot that's boiling there with the soup and you're like, oh my word, that soup looks good. Don't work like that.
It doesn't. That soup looks good, but your soup can look good as well.
Exactly.
Everyone can eat.
Yep.
You know, everyone can eat. There's space for everyone to eat. And I think it's very important to understand that. Stay in your own lane.
Yeah.
I think that's the most, focus on your own lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, look at other people's businesses. Let that inspire you. Yes. Let that inspire you.
Yeah.
Even your friends, even if you guys are chilling, friend, get a TikTok account. TikTok works better. TikTok, it's
a great way of marketing.
You know, it's a great way. I did not like TikTok, but hey, I am there now.
Yeah, TikTok. And it's, TikTok seems to be working for a lot of people.
It works.
And I like the fact that, like, geometrically, like, it makes so much sense. Because if you post hashtag, then you are with it.
Yeah, and you can actually go, there's a nice little button there nearby.
Yeah.
And you can see everyone in Qabeja.
Yeah.
When I'm in Queenstown, everyone in Queenstown, you're like, TikTok.
You see? So there's many ways to do this thing. And there's, like, just keep yourself around positive people. If I was around negative people and I was around like Abantu who didn't believe in me and I didn't get the messages that I got, I don't think I'd be on this podcast. Yeah, well?
Yeah.
So I think, that's another way to look at it. Dude, if I wasn't getting any messages by yo, Smoo, what's happening with the podcast? Yo, where have you been? What's happening? Yeah, well? Then I don't think I would have felt the pressure to actually go back, because I wasn't feeling too good. I wasn't feeling too good. And life was life. And work had to be done. Like, I needed to work anyway. Okay.
Mm.
We are both, but at the end of the day, we are back.
At the end of the day, we're back.
Amen.
And positivity is yosulel. It's contagious.
Yeah.
It's contagious. Negativity is also contagious, but positivity is a beautiful, contagious feeling. Beautiful.
And you get to do so much, dude, when you're surrounded by positive people. Like, a lot. A lot.
Even, that is our mascot.
Even if you, like, even if you're not aware about the positivity that you have flowing inside you, but you wake up feeling like, man, I can do this. I can do that. Let me do this. Let me do that. Yeah, well, okay.
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes there will be those days. Definitely. But make sure that 7 days a week, if you're going to have those days, have one of those days. The other six, push. You know, push yourself.
I always say that, like, whenever I'm going through something, if I think about it more than 5 minutes in a day, then it's problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, give yourself 5 minutes. Go ish again. If you need to cry, cry.
Cry about it.
Yeah, well, but like 5 minutes is very important. Take like 5 minutes, do it. get it over, even time yourself.
Mm.
And then you get out of that, do something, go do the garden, go take your dog for a walk, go to the gym, whatever.
Go for a drive.
Go for a drive. Listen to a podcast, listen to music.
Mm. Yeah, well,
but do something. Just take that 5 minutes, go through it, feel that pain and go through it. And then just get it over and done with.
Yeah.
And move on.
Yeah.
And be active. Do something.
Most important, most important two words, move on. Because time is not stopping.
Yeah.
The camera's always rolling.
Oh, the camera. Yeah, the camera's.
The camera's
always rolling.
Always. When I feel good, you know, I always say, life is like, your own life is like your own movie.
Yeah.
Make sure it looks good.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Okay.
You must be staring if you're in
your house. You're not going to be an extra there.
So my extra in your own movie,
you know, be the, you know.
Be the girl.
Sylvester Stallone.
Be Rambo.
You know? Pull up.
Anyway, going back to what you were talking about, bruh, when you said, when you look at other people's businesses and you look at other people's achievements, look at them as inspiration and motivation. Dude, Mac G is 1 million subscribers.
Bruh, black child, it's possible.
Look where he started. Look where he started.
On that couch.
On that couch with an iPad.
Weird lighting.
With microphones that probably didn't even work.
Yeah.
Because you can hear by the sound. He even says it both when you episode one. Oh, Achuma, his microphones didn't even work.
He
just had the microphones there just for the sake of looking like a podcast. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And we've got the whole setup. Yeah, it might not be super expensive or whatever, but it is what it is.
It's
and it
something.
Works. You know?
It even looks good.
It looks good. It looks so good. It looks amazing.
I remember when you got these mics, I didn't get it. I was like, okay.
Which one? No.
Okay, we'll see about this. But now
it makes sense, no?
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm getting hot,
bruh.
And then
we've got this big mascot. I doubt you guys can see her. Remember the dog that I spoke about on the podcast a while ago? Well, she's here next to me right now. She is huge. I've got a purpu. I got in December. She's like 7 months now. She's a problem. She's a menace to society. She's like the female version of Mac G.
No. She's a real puppy.
Yeah. But I want to send like a big shout out to Mac G, man. What he's doing is amazing. He's inspiring a lot of people. I mean, the podcasting space is untouched. If I can say so myself, it's been really untouched. Not much is going on in the scene. Yes, there's a lot of podcasts out there, but I don't think the space has been opened up. Kakulu. But with time, I feel like we're going to be able to kick down doors. We're going to be able to get sponsors and other recognition that we can get from other brands and all of these kind of things. So there's a lot that still needs to be done. A lot of doors that need to be broken down. But Mac G is true symbol of black excellence.
Yeah.
When it comes to podcasting. Dude, 1 million.
1 million subscribers. And I looked at it. I remember when he moved the date up to July. I was like, it's possible. This guy's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
He's really going to get it.
Mm.
And he's been so consistent. Oh, all right, guys. There's one thing about Mac G. Consistency.
I think it comes, it goes with everything that you do in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single little thing that you do in life. Because I've seen, okay, this is probably off topic, but this is one of the people that I've seen, like, consistency is really a thing. This is guy, he started off as a bodybuilder. He said that he was a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
You tell yourself that, Jabo. And this guy, no matter where he was 60, man, I'm fine. Like, he was scrawny. Jabo. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to be a bodybuilder. This cat is now a proper bodybuilder. He's
from
huge.
60 kgs.
He's huge.
Wow.
That's consistency. Mm. Yabo? Mm. And putting work in and making sure that you do everything. You wake up and you do something about whatever it is that you've set yourself out to do.
Mm.
You told yourself that you're going to be in podcasting. Wake up and do something that's got to do with podcasting. It doesn't mean that you need to drop a podcast every day.
Yeah.
If you're recording sounds, if you are doing edits on your computer, if you are doing anything that's got to do with podcasting. I've been watching Howard Stern for the past, I don't know how many times I've watched that movie that I've downloaded on my laptop, and it's doing something to me when it comes to broadcasting. Hence, I'm doing what I'm doing at school currently.
Mm.
Yeah, more. But consistency, man.
Yeah.
Consistency. Guys, I feel like with even the biggest and richest people that you've heard about in the books that you've read, they always talk about consistency.
Yeah.
Do the same boring thing every day. And someday it will work out.
Yeah, go to work for 6 months. Imagine where you'll be after 6 months.
You know what I mean?
Every day, do it. And then see the difference. The results will speak for themselves.
Of course, bro.
Hi, Mac guys. G. That's encouraging. Oh, I.
Mac G.
Yay.
Hi, Shem.
I'm proud of that guy.
I didn't see it happening.
Really?
During COVID.
I think that's when I found Mekchi.
You introduced me to the podcast, and it was so funny. Like, dude, I used to laugh.
Nah.
I used to watch the podcast and laugh at those things and laugh. You know, I never thought that I would be inspired to actually do something like that.
I also didn't think so. Yo, but that podcast kept me going, guys.
During COVID.
And also, like, just generally.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life where I just didn't know whether I was coming or going, man. You know? And that, I made sure that I downloaded an episode on my Apple Podcast. Every single time it dropped, but I only listened to it the day after, because that's when I could get network for downloading. Oh my word.
Bruh.
I always look forward to it. I listen to it in my car, everywhere. Everyone was so annoyed, but that thing kept me going. It did something to me.
Mac G. It's unbelievable. I saw people like on my Facebook reposting that 1 million thing. I'm like, do you understand the kind of reach this guy has?
You imagine, bruh.
And the way he does things and the way he structures his things, I don't know where he gets those ideas, but he's a genius.
I also don't know.
He's a genius. He knows how to work people's minds and show biz.
Yeah.
Shep, with the more flavor thing.
Bruh.
No one expected that.
Obviously, we're going to watch because we know the beef between the two.
He knew that he's
going to
suck people in by just doing that.
Ah!
That guy's a genius. He's pretty good at what he does. No. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. But talking about that, Dineo. Hey, man. Hey, it's not make sure, though.
But I saw Dineo leaving Kaya. Yeah. But I didn't think she would get fired.
Yeah, I didn't think she'd get fired as well. I thought maybe she'd, like, I don't know, resign.
Yeah, because of what's happening in her life.
Hey, but a lot is happening, man. I understand with the whole mental health situation going on, like,
goopies,
guys. The climate is just bad. Everyone's just going through something. And hey, I don't know, Shem. But nah, yeah, I think with the whole New York trip and the way she showcased it Mac G spoke about it, I don't know, man.
Another girl, just like, guys, Dineo. Kaya was supporting Dineo throughout this whole mental health thing, yeah, okay? And everyone was supportive.
Yeah.
And then Kaya was like, Dineo, in New York, what about...
What about sick leave?
What we were supporting New York?
With Abo McG.
Abo McG. Having fun.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Drinking wines.
Drinking wines. In the New York. You're crazy.
No. Trima.
Trima. Like, no. Cut. Okay. And Sisa was the cut. Cut.
Oh, cut. Shame. Yeah, no. But it's bad. Mm. It's really bad, shame. I don't know. I think... Even the way she posted it, man.
I didn't even see. I only saw Clapping Chaka MacG.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm saying the way she posted the fact that she got fired.
Oh.
She posted, so I got fired from Kaya FM. And then the fired caption was, Heike. I'm like, Aibo.
In capital letters.
Aibo, brah.
F-I-R.
F-I. I was a little worried about that. But I knew that she was going to go under MacG's network. I didn't think that she would have a show called whatever that show is called. But yay, tricky.
I wonder how it's going to do, because MacG has had women under his network.
Yeah.
The girls podcast.
Yeah.
And Debuko as well. I don't know how those podcasts really did. The girls I used to listen to, but some of the things they were talking about, even Saul said that some of the things they were talking about, they were a little bit boring. I think they didn't. Babafuno Iwinga or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't. Was it well researched?
It wasn't structured. Structure.
Is very important.
Even with Umek G, Yabon Umek, with his show is very structured.
Yeah.
It might be all over the place, Kwabanya Bandu, but Tina Bandu, who understand like broadcasting and hot clocks and all of those kind of things, it's very structured. Live reads, you know, all of those kind of things. You know about, okay, this is happening right now. They don't just get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yabo, it's very structured in their own way. If you watch it, you will see that the show then they busy topics, then there's a conversation. Busy topics, then there's a conversation. A random.
Yeah.
Yabo. So that's structure in a way. Not like radio or anything like that. But it's basically like a hot clock type of thing. Yabo. But
and also the energy. Yabo. I think Umek G leads.
Yeah.
And the others follow and support.
Yeah. Umek G's first voice. Second, Sol. Second, third voice is Ugo's late. But the second voice and third voice get to speak more than first voice.
Yeah.
First voice doesn't have to talk all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just throws it in the middle and then they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just throws whatever comment he wants to throw in.
Because it felt like that girl's podcast was like, Utsepi used to just throw it and then they all go into it and then...
They don't understand broadcasting, Galoko. It won't be as structured as...
But Tepi is a radio presenter, so she knows.
Yeah.
She knows better. And Ghosty knows as well. But the other ones, was a DJ.
How many people were on the ladies' podcast?
Four.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's quite a lot. And it's all women.
And everyone wants to talk.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Yeah. And everyone wants to also have their own opinion heard.
Hey, man. Anyway. But Dineo, I'm not too sure how that podcast is going to do. It's very scary, very tricky. But I saw it was on 45K this morning. Oh, this is all over it. Like in the AMs. Like on 45K, so I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that people are going to tune in. Kuba ingu Dineo. But the theme and the title of the name of the show
doesn't really appeal to me.
Man, it could have been anything else, bruh. Naughty that thing, man. It could have been anything else. So I'm a little worried about. So I'm a little worried about how that's going to go. And I don't even know how the pay works, yes? Do you get paid, like, with how many views your show has?
I don't know.
Or do they count it overall and then they give you, a salary at Chile?
No, but I'm sure that she was getting a big fat salary at Kaya.
Of course, host breakfast show.
And
Dineo.
And again, the problem is that Mac is the big dog, pa.
Where do you think she's gonna get her next radio gig? Because I don't think her radio days are gone.
No, they're not gone, Shem. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. There's only, I don't know.
947 is packed, bro.
Hey, guys.
She's not going there. There's no chance. Maradineo's very risky, man.
She's got a reputation now.
Yeah. She's very risky. She's a risky DJ. she falls under the same category as or Mac G Gogo. That's how I feel.
I wake up.
Yeah.
I get you. Oh, risky. Party,
bruh.
I don't know.
Are you on Threads?
Yeah, I am. You introduced me to Threads. I didn't understand it at first. I didn't get it at all. I still don't get it because that timeline is like, it's packed, man. It's packed. And I did the mistake of following everyone that's on my Instagram. And I was like, Tim, why?
Are you still unfollowing everyone? Like, well, not everyone, but like, oh, okay. So how many people are you following now?
16. And they follow me.
All 16 of them.
All 16 of them. I don't do that.
I don't care, man, how many people I follow. But I don't follow any celebrities. I follow, real people. Yeah, well.
Because you're going to see their threads anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. But I think it's going to get to a point where they actually change your For You page.
Yeah, I think
it becomes threads of only people that you follow.
Yeah,
and I think that would make sense.
They will fix that algorithm.
Yeah, because now we're seeing
Boiti, Tonton,
Peltus, SA Cricket, SA Rugby Union, Kaya Letunotanda. Come on. Come on now.
There's that request thing.
DJ 98. No. I want to see 98, Kaya Nokanda, Avriwa Thompson.
You know,
my people. My people, dog.
Not everyone.
Cheat teaser. No, not there. Cricket. And there's no DMs. I like the fact that there's no DMs.
Yay.
So you guys can't come there with them. Cholo what.
And it's still positive. It's very positive. There's no negative. There's no dragging people.
Nah, the police are going to come, dude. Anyway.
They must stay there by Twitter.
The bullies are going to come.
They must stay there by Twitter.
But everyone's boycotting Twitter. Do you know? Do you understand the beef between this whole Threads and Twitter thing?
Elon.
Yes, that's the problem. That's the problem. But South Africans actually hate what Elon Musk is doing. He abandoned us, basically. Yeah, well, that's where it kicks off.
Okay.
He abandoned... Elon Musk is South African, don't
you? Yes, yes. Yeah,
well, yes, I think he's... I don't know whether his dad or his mom is South African. But... Or maybe both. And then they moved. I'm not too sure. But he moved. He left. He's a billionaire now. He's doing big things.
Yeah.
Tesla, SpaceX, the drilling company, all of these things. Yeah, well, he's got it all good. He's nice.
Yeah.
But now everyone feels like he's abandoned us. And another thing that he did, he bought Twitter and he turned Twitter around. He sold verified
badges
to everyone. Yeah, well, so now it doesn't have any
meaning,
you know?
Doesn't have any meaning.
Yes, so people are pissed at those kind of things. And he gave everyone freedom of speech. You can say whatever it is that you want to say on Twitter without you getting banned. But the problem is, the badges, the what else?
You have to pay for a badge, don't it?
Yes, and if you want to see, there's a limit of about 600 tweets.
Yeah,
that you can view in a day, and if you want to view more, then you have to pay for that.
Oh my word!
Yeah, well, so it's those kind of things that people got pissed off at, and now they decided that Mark Zuckerberg decided that, you know what? Screw this guy.
Let me thread. Yeah. And now we are threading.
So we decided to thread.
Mark.
Dude, now apparently there's going to be a boxing match between the two. A UFC match between the two.
Oh, please.
I think it's another way of just marketing. Yeah, bro. Because
Mark,
I saw.
Don't do that.
Yeah?
Mark, please don't do that.
I saw him.
Oh, gosh.
I saw him training with some UFC guys, and he's got a six pack. Yes, he's got a very nice.
Really?
Body. Yeah.
Underneath those weird t shirts.
I thought at first he was an alien, man. He gives me lizard vibes.
Ucho, no. No, Elon Musk. Ucho, lizard guy. Or something.
He really does look like one, though. He looks weird.
Guys, stop body shaming.
It's not body shaming.
Look shaming. I don't know. Whatever.
Ah, man. But still. He looks weird.
Elon, it's not that deep, guys. Come on. Relax.
It is deep, guys.
Elon didn't even create Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
It's not that deep. That's why I'm saying this is not his fight, man.
Whose fight is it?
You must just let it go.
Guys, it's the billionaires beefing. They beef different. They're not going to produce composure and dust to dust. You know?
They beef different.
They beef different, bruh.
I got
it. Yeah, well,
take it back, guys.
Exactly.
You guys can do the thing, the match.
It's fine. They beef different, those guys. And they're going to make so much money. Dana White is going to make so much money from that fight.
I hope Mark wins, though.
I doubt they'll get to that.
It doesn't have to get to that. It really doesn't, honestly.
Elon Musk is not going to entertain that because he's got a body like a pot plant.
He looks like a pot plant. That was fun.
No, man. He's not gonna entertain it because he hasn't been entertaining it.
Mm.
Mark, on the other hand, I think Mark has just been training on his own anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just to keep feeling good and all. Do you know what the problem is?
Mm.
The problem is all the ladies that like Umusakao.
No.
They encourage the madness in the country.
I'm not even subscribed, guys, to that channel.
I don't like Musakaula, guys.
What Musakaula? That Cyan Bougie stole the phone.
I don't like Musakaula. I really don't. I'm following what they're talking about, Michal.
Better not Mush.
Exactly my point. What are they going to do to him?
So better for real, real, real.
So those are threads. The threads is
five.
So those are some tag.
What was that? Threads is eight, and then go. Who must have better than five?
That's a three. I like Mushe for that. I'll always be Team Mushe because of that. And I'm telling you, I know Musakaul.
There's no need for him to be that spicy. There's no need.
But it's yaiboni channel yakiba. What, he opened the channel, and then within like a week, he had like so many followers, monetized everything.
Mm.
Because people love drama.
Girls love drama.
Why do women love drama so much, bruh?
Andrew Tate. Women love drama.
Mm.
There's no need for drama, but the women... Women love bringing drama to the relationship.
Mm-hmm. If there's no drama in the relationship, your woman's going to cheat on you.
Not necessarily.
Or,
the relationship's going to be boring.
Oh, it's going to be boring. Yeah, well, to the extent where she's going to like find things that are going to cause drama.
Oh, daddy. But I understand what he's saying. In our spare time, what do we watch?
Kim Kardashian?
Reality shows, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, dramas, soapies, telenovelas, a new word, telenovelas, and Zonga Ezozino drama.
What do you call those things that you guys watch where they kill people?
Serial killers.
No, but what?
Don't know.
Ah. wives with knives. You know, things like that. I don't know. I killed my husband. You watch those things. You like those things.
And we want to know what happened.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I also watch those things. Ah, there was this other podcast I used to listen to. Oh my word. It was dramatic. Even like Papa Nessa sound effects, you know? It was fun. But I don't listen to it anymore. No, I don't have that kind of time. I listen to Steve Harvey. He's got a radio show.
But talking about Andrew Tate, how do you feel about Andrew Tate?
He's arrogant. He's got a point to certain things.
Yeah.
I understand certain things and why he feels like that. But he's himself. There's no other person like him.
Mm.
There's only one Andrew Tate. You introduced me to him and I was listening to his interview. He's very arrogant, very confident.
Might be crass sometimes in the things that he says, but I think if you can filter out the noise and the nonsense, there's a bit of truth to what he's got to say.
I don't know about the charges. I never paid attention to all of those charges in his jail time or whatever.
Nah,
but it, I get it.
Yeah.
Most of the things that he says, if he could put them in another way, maybe other people would listen and accept him. But
I think the main idea is for him to push them the way he pushes them in order to get your attention.
Okay, yeah, well, so that's his narrative.
That's his narrative. Yes, he can find a nicer way to put those things, but if he does, then it's not going to be heard. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not going to make no sense. He's not going to trend. He's not going to be on your TikTok.
It has to have an impact.
Yes, it has to have that impact. Yeah, well, but I feel like most young men can listen to Andrew and they will find some things that are valuable that he's got to say when it comes to masculinity and being a man, because he stands by two things or three things that he always says in like any podcast before he even goes off. If you're a man, you need to provide for your woman or provide for your family. You need to get up and you don't need to be depressed. You need to do something where something that's going to keep you active, whether it's going to the gym, kickboxing, whatever, but you need to keep active as a man to keep your mind out of the gutter.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so that's one of the messages that he preaches, and you need to go out there and make money.
Yeah, that's one thing. He's all about hard work.
Yeah, well,
he's all about
hard work at all times. Now we do now, Inzai, whether you're milking cows, whether you're selling bricks, whatever it is that you're doing, but put in the work and you'll get the results. So now that's why I listen to him. He makes sense to me in that way. Every other thing that he's got to say, though, hey man,
take it with a cup with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, yeah. But he makes sense, man. I don't understand why he needs to be cancelled. But
I get the cancellation. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. But if he would really focus on those three things, I think it would be fine.
But why is the world so scared of the truth?
It's because now the world is not the same as it was 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. It's not the same at all. It is completely, it changes every single time.
But don't you think the world was better like 20 years ago?
It was.
50 years ago, 60 years ago?
It was. It was way better. I can imagine.
Because it was the same as 600 years ago or however many years ago. Now this new thing just came about now.
The only nice thing, I keep on saying this and I keep on thinking about it. The only nice thing about today's world is anything is possible. Do you understand? You can do whatever. Technology is insane.
Yeah.
Back in the day, technology was limited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you get cures for so many diseases. You can live up until a certain age. But it depends how you look at it.
Yeah,
it depends
yeah.
how you look at it. But I think I'd rather live. Would you rather live 60 years ago or today?
60 years ago, definitely.
I don't know.
No podcast.
I'm not.
Nothing. It's fine. It's okay.
It was peaceful.
It was peaceful. It wasn't as sensitive. And not so many things that we allowed today were allowed and were normal. The world wasn't delusional.
The world is delusional now.
The world is crazy right now. We allow everything, bruh.
We allow everything. We accept. We are forced to accept everything.
Yeah.
Forced to accept everything. And if you don't accept it, you get canceled.
You're a bad person.
You're a bad person. You're not understanding. You're not living with the times, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now something's got to give. Now I zuphelela up. It's not the end. End all and be all of it all. There is something other than that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but for me, I really don't like the way we're living right now, man. I've always said this. I really don't like it because there's so many things that we need to challenge. There's so many things that we need to stand for as people. Because if we don't stand for anything, then we fall for anything. Yeah, well?
Yeah.
So it's like not to step on anyone's toes or anything like that. It's like religion. Religion nowadays, people don't respect religion anymore.
Mm.
You know? People can wear a t-shirt saying Jesus is gay or whatever. They can portray Jesus as a gay person on a movie or whatever, or on a show.
Why is that
acceptable? Why is that acceptable? You know what I mean? This is Jesus that we're talking about.
A perfect man.
You know what I mean?
A perfect man.
I'm not saying Jesus can be gay. He can be gay. It's fine. In your world, he can. You know?
But respect the ones that say that is blasphemy.
Respect what the Bible says. Don't respect the people. Respect what the book says. Yeah. That's my only chance.
And there's only there's only one Bible.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying, even with religion, people have now accepted things, you know? Different things that are happening in the churches now. You know, things that are acceptable, things that are... But it's not a chat that I want to get into because no. I know you guys. I know you guys.
I was about to say, let's not even get into it.
You know what I mean? I know you guys. You guys are tricky.
There's certain things you're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, man. But anyway... I don't want to get into that, but maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day, yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's a lot where this is coming from.
Of course. Of course. You can hear.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot.
But anyway, guys, not to make it long or anything like that. I think we've been here for a while. I think we're going to talk to you guys next week, Wednesday. Tune in. No announcements.
You know nothing. The deal. We back.
We back, baby. Biggly back. Yeah. So we out.
I think this is our signature move. I've been doing that.
Right?
It's the third time I've done it.
Right, yeah.
What is it, a whoa? Yeah, it's a whoa.
Yeah, it's called the whoa.
The whoa.
So, yeah. I think that's how we're going to close the show going forward, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what are we going to say?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, cool. But anyway, guys, we will check you next week, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Wednesdays, we are out.